Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook. I'm joined today by Takahiro Sugito, Chief Japan Strategist for MUFG. It's Monday, January 10th, 2022. Welcome back to the podcast, Sugito-san.
Good to be back.
Good to have you, and Happy New Year. Why don't we start off our inaugural episode of calendar year 2022 by discussing the political backdrop in Japan for financial markets. What should our listeners be watching out early in this year?
Okay. Happy New Year.
Nice.
A regular diet session will convene on January 17th. Prime Minister Kishida's new capitalism, which includes calls for Japanese companies to raise wages, will have a big impact on Japanese corporate sector. The dynamics between the Japanese politicians and the Japanese corporate executives will likely affect Japanese companies' behavior and investing ahead of the upper house elections this summer. Kishida's foreign policy capability could be tested. If there are any changes with geopolitical risk in East Asia, ahead of the February Beijing Winter Olympic Games.
Okay, that all makes sense. And obviously, the Japanese government has a much more direct way to affect financial markets via the supply of JGBs. Can you take us through the fiscal year 2022 issuance plan, including any notable changes and implications for markets?
Okay. The Ministry of Finance, MOF, plan to issue 215 trillion yen of JGBs in fiscal year 22, down 20 trillion yen from fiscal year 21 initial plans. By duration, the MOF plan to issue 18 trillion yen of 6 month JGBs, down 22 trillion yen, and 33 trillion yen of 2 year JGBs, down 2 trillion yen. On the other hand, 10 year JGB issuances will be increased to 32 trillion yen, up 1.2 trillion yen, and 40 years JGBs to 4.2 trillion yen, up 0.6 trillion yen. The JGB yield curve could steepen in fiscal year 22. From April onward, the risks to sell off in the JGB market could grow following the increased issuances of some durations by the MOF. The MOF plan changed issuances of special deficit bonds and short-term TDBs in reaction to the COVID financial crisis. As of end December, Japanese government deposits at the BOJ declined to 17 trillion yen. As a result, the MOF has decided to finance the government by increasing issuances of 3 month TDBs in January. 3 month dollar forward widened in October to December, primarily because the year end was approaching, to 16 basis points on November 23rd. Thereafter, overseas central bank deposits at the BOJ increased up 1.6 trillion yen monthly over monthly, and yen cross currency arbitrage trading among foreign investors picked up. 3 months down and forward narrowed to 9 basis points. Widening down and forward left little room for yen cross currency arbitrage trading by overseas investors. Tokyo repo rate could be mixed in the first half 2022. Despite abundant yen funds, because of the BOJ's COVID and climate change countermeasure operations, the central bank will be making changes to incentives paid on current deposit for Japanese regional banks in April. 3 month TDBs could be the targets of yen cross-currency arbitrages by foreigners. 3 month TDB asset swap could be more attractive than yen repo arbitrage trades.
That's interesting. So it sounds like, you know, the changes to these incentive schemes likely to lower, you know, yen repo rates and hence push the marginal investor into TDBs. So a lot of minutia there to work through, but definitely something to watch out for. Mm-hmm. Thanks for taking us through that. And you know, backing up a little bit and also switching from the supply side of the equation to the demand side of the equation, what has the BOJ been up to on the buy side?
In December, the BOJ supplied funds through, in order of scale, first, JGB purchases 5.7 trillion yen. Second, climate change countermeasure operation, the 2 trillion yen. And third, COVID countermeasure operation, 1.6 trillion yen. In December, BOJ offered only one-tenth the year earlier amount of JGBs as collateral for lending. This suggests stable yen-dollar cross-currency bond markets. And the Tokyo markets are prepared for a U.S. rate hike.
Yeah, it's really been amazing to me how the basis has tightened, you know, kind of across the curve ahead of, you know, the Fed getting, you know, more hawkish, you know, while the BOJ remains, you know, policy remains pretty accommodative. But I guess, you know, the Fed is still, you know, still in the process of introducing liquidity, albeit at a you know, at a slower rate or you know, less, if you will.
That's right.
Yeah. So why don't, you know, I think that's a good segue to the outlook. You know, why don't you take our listeners through your outlook both on yen rate, spot dollar yen, as well as yen basis.
Risk appetite has improved, and yen selling has prevailed so far in 2022. The minutes for the December FOMC meeting revealed some discussion as the Fed embarked on scaling back its balance sheet quantitative tightening, encouraged speculation about a March rate hike. Dollar is in a 116 range for the first time in 5 years. Rising U.S. interest rates support a stronger dollar, and dollar yen could easily hit the 117 level. Meanwhile, dollar yen could slip if U.S. stock prices drop. Dollar yen has risen at a fast clip. And while there could be a reversal or firming over the near term, we do not expect dollar yen to start to drop. We revise our view for dollar yen to a bullish bias, with trading in a somewhat wide range of 2.5 between 114.50 to 117. Yen swap rates are up. Yen swap rates could take on upward bias in 2022. The MOF's JGB auctions 20 years on January 14th will be the focus of attention. BOJ's Sakura Regional Economic Report and a branch managers meeting on January 12th will be closely watched. This could help investors better understanding the BOJ Tanker Survey, especially in regards to the Japanese corporate sector's capability to withstand inflation. Seasonality has changed for Japanese corporate sector because of the COVID pandemic, and the CapEx spending could pick up considerably ahead of the fiscal year end. On the production side, Japanese companies are focusing supply constraints, and they will have to implement their CapEx investing plans in a pipeline. We think the yen rates will take on an upward bias again after neutral bias. The yen basis curve has tightened. Overseas investors could be drawn more to the JGB asset swaps. If the US Fed's hawkishness comes as a surprise to them, their yen basis arbitrage trading may have picked up along the new year. Japanese have also been managing global funds, and they could be converting their dollar funds to the yen. They may be actively funding foreign currency positions with yen basis. We leave our view for neutral bias for yen basis.
Okay, great. So bullish on dollar yen, which is hard to argue given what is likely to be very different central bank policy among the countries, you know, going forward. Bearish on JGBs and neutral on basis, albeit as we discussed, you know, from pretty tight levels. So Great stuff as always, Sakito. And I would just, you know, highlight to our I would highlight to our listeners, you know, the Ministry of Finance balance payment data is out. So watch out for Sakito Sun and his team to be out with a piece on that this week. Not to put you on the spot, Sakito Sun, but hopefully we follow that up with a podcast next week.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, John, as usual.
And thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.